This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What do you do when a big chunk of your business depends on people, really large numbers of people, getting together in sometimes cramped quarters? Think cruise ships and movie theaters and theme parks and sports stadiums. That would make you Disney. Or Disney, which has been knocked sideways by the pandemic and so has announced a big restructure. It's going to focus on its content business, on streaming, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. Disney is, of course, just the latest to make on-demand content the priority, which means more energy and money will be spent with at-home viewers in mind. And as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, that'll affect the product and what goes on behind the scenes to make it.
Once upon a time, movies were movies and TV was TV. But the line between them is starting to blur, says Derek Johnson, a professor of media studies at the University of Wisconsin.
Film and TV, maybe we need to ask, are they all that different than we believe them to be?
He says the pandemic is giving streaming platforms a chance to catch viewers' full attention every evening. That has a lot of earning potential, if the platforms can keep viewers coming back. Sarah Sinwell teaches film and media at the University of Utah.
So here, I think the issue of curation is really important.
Disney Plus has a niche, family-friendly content, but so does NBC with its Hitchcock movies and Netflix with its Korean dramas. With so many streaming platforms out there, Charlotte Howell, a professor of TV and media at Boston University, expects companies to lean into their niches.
And so we're going to see more and more walled gardens of content. Instead, you have to sign up for each individual studio's platform or platforms.
Notice she says platforms, plural, because Disney Plus has animation and ESPN Plus has sports and Hulu covers everything else and they're all owned by Disney. Why not bundle them together and pitch it to the customer as a deal?
And so probably what we'll see is cable 2.0.
Howell says we might even see different media companies shake hands and bundle streaming services across competitors. Cable 2.0, indeed. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.